Not everybody's this bad. But the question is, how is the Father going to deal with somebody who is this bad? Jesus really has invented the ultimate sinner. This is as bad as you can get. Disrespect to parent, disrespect to community, dissipation of your own body, immorality to the max, violating all your cultural conformities, going to a despised place and attaching to despised people. This is the pits. This is not Skid Row. The skid is over. This is the bottom. This is the ultimate sinner. And not every sinner is that bad, but it's pretty important to find out how this Father is going to deal with one who is. And the shame is not over. A shameful repentance follows. Verse 17. When he came to his senses. By the way, that's always the start of repentance. When you begin to assess your true condition. He said, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? I'm dying here of hunger." Just a little note here, that Jesus speaks with an economy of words that's always staggering to me. He says, "More than enough." Wow. Let me tell you about a hired man. The social structure, of course, you had the landowners, the people with the money, and then you had the tenant farmers who rented little pieces of it and worked the land, and you had the little shop owners who had maybe their own little business here and there, little craftsmen who did certain things. Then you had servants. Servants was a category of people who basically were part of the family. They were hired, you housed them, you fed them, and they did service, and they really were part of the family. Then you had what are here called misthos, hired men. They were day laborers. They hung around, they just hung around hoping somebody would hire them, like the parable where Jesus, you know, talks about the man who had a harvest, and he went into town and looking for people at 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 12 and then 3 and trying to find people who could come and work for the day. And back in Leviticus, it says when you hire a day laborer, you have to pay him at the end of the day. Can't keep his wages overnight because he sets his heart on that. He's got to feed his family. He works one day at a time. These are the low people on the pole. And some of them did very menial, most of the menial, unskilled work, although some were craftsmen of some kind. But there's something about the Father here that's really interesting. He says, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough?" You know what that tells you about this man? Because hired men barely eked out an existence. They were just a little bit above the destitute. And he is saying, "My father